Welcome to the Rose and Dagger Podcast,
a podcast about writing fan fiction.
I'm Lauren, Kings of Everything on Tumblr and AO3.
And I'm Nick, Lewin Has AF on Tumblr and Yes is a World on AO3.
Episode 53. Talking about building a fic from a basic idea to an outline. And then there was an ask, right?
Yes. So the ask was, I don't know if this is worthy of a whole ep, but would love to hear about how you go brainstorm and figure out the structure of fics. Like, does everything start fully formulated in your head? Do you have a snippet of an idea you have to spend some mental energy expending? I have some tropes I'd love to read more with fics and have come to the realization that the fic I want is going to be one I need to write myself. But I'm struggling to go from bare bones idea to an actual plot that gives me somewhere to begin and an ending to work towards.
That's such a me thing right there.
Yeah. Did you send this in?
I did not send this ask, but perhaps I should have.
Yes. I'm really good
at coming up with beginnings.
Everything does not start fully formulated in my head. I need to expend a lot of mental energy to figure out this.
I've had a couple of fics that, like, Merrill Herald was up. I say came to me fully formed, but then, like, it didn't really, because it changed as I was writing it. Mm-hmm. But, like, the basic idea came to me as just, like, an idea. I know you have sometimes a character will come to you.
Yes.
For the listeners out there,
yes.
Nick had a migraine last night, and I have a headache this morning. I'm sitting in the dark. I'm sitting in the dark while we Skype.
Wait, hold on.
I'm looking at that at their ask too.
Yeah.
Okay. So, like, we're planning, our plan for this episode is to actually do a fic plan from idea to outline for Nick for one of these fic ideas that she's had for a really, really long time. That's what it sounds like when I realize I used the wrong pronoun.
The look on your face. Oh my gosh.
I forgot what I was saying.
Yeah.
Oh, a fic idea that he's had for a really long time.
Yes.
That we've talked about and talked about and talked about. But when we talk about fics, a lot of the time, most of the time, it's like one of us is leaving a voice message for the other one. So there's no back and forth, like, immediately. And so I think when we go back and forth, it's easier for us to, like, actually move forward in the planning stages. So should we do that first, or should we talk about, like, how we normally get to ideas?
I think.
So let's start with you. Like, yeah. So normally you get, like, what's the first thing that comes to you when you're like, oh, I'm going to write a fic about this?
Normally it's the smallest nugget of a thing. My polyfic.
I love that we're both thinking about that one.
Yeah. Was literally, I saw, like, somebody had posted about Elgar and was like, I'm trying to think, remember exactly what it was, but it was something just like, imagine, like, Elgar, Nick, and Harry. And my brain went, nope, imagine Louis. That's the key here. And I had watched one of the things with Elgar was his, like, fashion stuff, and he had gone out to a skate park and was talking to these kids. And that was sort of like the idea of, like not kid, because he's like an adult, but young adult Louis, who's like a skater, gets like scouted to be a model by Elgar. And so that was sort of just like,
yeah, that was the seed.
That was literally the seed. And then from there, God, that one took so much mental energy to like,
it was like months. Yeah. You're just like thinking about it.
Yeah.
I remember the day that you were like, cause you were in New York and you were like on your phone, on the subway, on your way to work, like typing your like basic ideas.
Yeah.
It was like what you said, that was like like 2K words, yes. Just like idea words on your way to work. But then it was like months later.
Just a lot of like, what if this and what if this and like imagine that. And it was just like all these sort of like concepts, and it didn't, so then it was just like a lot of like building in all the little pieces. I feel like that's the way it happens with most of mine. For my boxing fic was the same, was I was just like, I just want homoerotic boxing. How can I do that? Like, this is their way of touching each other. Imagine if somebody was a dancer and also was a race car motorcycle racer. Like, I feel like almost all of my ideas come from like the smallest nuggets, and then I have to build them out. There's nothing fully formed in my brain at all at any time.
I love that I like can't think of how my fix come about.
Your fix come about with you going, okay, so imagine this scenario. And then you leave me a 20-minute voice message where you're talking about it. And then you're like, okay, so that's all the backstory. Now, what should happen next?
That's so true.
I feel like you have a lot of, like, two characters who are interacting in some way. Like, you've built up the, like, this is how they've gotten here. What happens next?
Yeah. And then I have trouble with the what happens next.
Yeah.
So, and I never want to write the beginning part.
Yeah. Because that's the part you already know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's boring. I already know that part.
Exactly.
But it's like my ex's idea that I was like, here's 7 hours of me telling you about their history and how they used to be together. And then they broke up and now they're going to get back together. And it's like, with that one, it's like I have all that history, and then I have the way that they meet again, like one little scene, and then after that, I have nothing.
Right.
Except eventually they get back together.
Yeah.
That's the one that I was like, maybe I should actually write the history.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that'll bring me to the present.
Yeah. I think that it all just, like, for me, it's always work. The, like, thinking of it, the plotting of it, the how do I get from here to here? That always takes mental brain power for me.
I think you're better at the getting to the end part for your own stuff, and it's the middle.
Yeah.
So I guess we should start with, like, what the idea is that we're going to talk about.
Cool. Okay. So, I have definitely mentioned this before. One of my favorite tropes that I love so dearly in this fandom, and there are so few of them, it makes my heart hurt, is Zane fix-it fix that happened on his Pennsylvania farm. And I have read one where he and Louis fix things. I have read one where he and Harry fix things. I have read one where he and Liam fix things. As far as I know, there is nothing out there where he and Niall fix things. And that makes me sad because I really want to read it. And much like our anonymous asker, it has been years and I feel like no one else is writing it, therefore I must be the one to write it and complete this. It's not a trilogy. A quad of...
Fit grouping.
Fit groupings, yeah. So that's my idea. Niall and Zane fix it. Fix their relationship on Zane's farm. I will say talk to Maggie a little bit about this. I keep sort of wavering on this. I feel like it is not, I've come to the point where it is not endgame romantic. I feel like there has been there has been sexual activity between the two of them in the past. But I think that was like convenience, not like the love of their life.
Yeah.
I have been stuck on that for a long time. And I know that I want to start it with Zane at his kitchen window watching Niall drive up to his house.
So then is the whole fic in Zane's point of view?
I don't know yet. I feel like yes, probably. And I think from that idea, since I've talked to both you and Maggie about this at different points, I've extrapolated out that I really think that Niall is a person who, I think that they both maybe just got to a point where like things broke, their friendship broke, Zane left. And I feel like I'm gonna build in a lot of that stuff with like Niall's childhood and the fact that Niall's parents got divorced and he lived with his dad instead of his mom. And how it feels like his mom sort of abandoned them. This is all, just so we are clear, this is not like
this is fiction,
right? So I feel like Niall has a lot of like, we were supposed to continue to do this together. You jumped out early. And put me in a bad spot because I think as Niall is somebody who doesn't love making group decisions. And this Niall, I don't know. I think it would have been, I think there's a lot of abandonment stuff there. So, and then the Zane side, I think there's a lot of like, you didn't understand what I was going through. You never actively understood what I was going through. Like, and when I left, like there was like, obviously I got to the point where like I was in so much pain and I hurt so bad that like I had to walk away. And like, instead of understanding that or like comfort in some way, you just like let me walk away and like never checked on me. And like how like hurtful that would be. Anyway, so I think that there's a lot of like, they're both expecting apologies from the other person. And I think they are both needing to give apologies, but I think that what they are going to apologize for at first isn't really the thing that needs to be apologized for. So I feel like we've got to work through that.
Okay.
So that's sort of where I had landed at some point. Oh, sorry. And then also the idea that I had like talked through at some point was that like, why is Niall choosing to come to do this? Because obviously that is something that needs to be like addressed right off the top of the bat in the fic. It's like, why now? Why is this happening at this point? And I think that it loops in with Amelia and Niall getting married and having like a super small ceremony and Amelia realizing that Niall should try to salvage this friendship before he has like one of the most important days of his life with all of the people who he loves there surrounding him. And if Niall doesn't even try, he's going to regret it.
Yeah.
At some point. And so Amelia sort of like pushes him to like try to do this. And he's like, okay. So that was sort of like where I had landed and where I had been stuck for sort of months, because then it's all the hard, gooey stuff.
Yeah, and the emotions and like talking, and I'm sure they'll be crying.
Yeah. So,
and probably arguing and hurt feelings. And
I sort of gotten to that point. And then I read a Red String of Fate fic where I think it was Niall, I'm 99% sure it was Niall, was attached to the other four. They each had their own string coming off of one of his fingers. So it was sort of like a play on the concept of the Red String of Fate. And I got super intrigued by the idea of like friendships and how friendships can sort of like wax and wane through your life. And there's people who like come in for like a short period, but maybe it's like a super intense, strong thing. And then other people who are like sort of like always around your life, but maybe you're not like super deep in depth friends with them. Like, I think I just sort of got it started thinking about the different ways of friendship.
Yeah.
And I kind of love the idea of like the string between Zane and Niall had been like frayed to the point where like they sort like Niall was just like waiting for it to just like break. Like,
yeah,
it was still holding on, but it's like so thin and so like whatever. And then one day it like starts getting stronger again. And so he's like, okay, like clearly like the universe is saying something. I need to deal with this. But actually, now that I'm saying that out loud.
Yeah.
Okay. What if the string was like so frayed, and if you cut it, then it like drops off your finger. So he's sort of just like, what if he goes with the intention of being like, can we cut this?
Like, he doesn't want to be the one to make the decision because he doesn't like to make decisions for
exactly. And Amelia's like, go talk to him, go get this sorted out. Like, it's causing you more like brain power than, and like emotional whatever than you should be having about somebody who you haven't talked to in all these years. Like, clearly there's something there. Go discuss with him. And so when they get there, instead of it like fraying further and or they decide to cut it, it like starts getting like stronger and stronger and stronger as they
like. So like the opening scene, Zane is at his kitchen window and he's watching Niall, but then he's also like looking down at his string.
Yeah.
And does he know why Niall is coming? Does Niall ask him about it? Does he know it's Niall coming?
Yeah, I feel like you've got to. If someone's going to come stay at your house, you've got to know that this is happening. So I feel like he's very nervous about the whole thing. Because I think in this story, he has not, like, solidified things with anybody else.
So, like, all of his strings attached to the boys are frayed?
Yeah.
Now,
but I do, I have like a thing in the back of my brain where like maybe he and Liam are like on, they haven't like fixed things, but maybe they're like on to tentative speaking terms.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is he, okay. Now the only problem that I could see with the string thing is that, is it going to do your storytelling for you? Like if it's getting like stronger, maybe the problem is that, because like in my head this is a long fic, obviously I don't know what it looks like in your head.
Yeah,
does it look like a long fic in your head?
In my head it looks like here's the start and at the end, things are great. I've got two little dots. But yeah, I feel like it's got to be a longer fic.
Well, that's what I was thinking. Is like, what if it's not? What if it's open ending, but hopeful ending?
That's fine. I'm cool with that.
And it's Zane's point of view, and he's at the kitchen window, and he's watching Niall drive up. And as Niall is driving up, the string is like unfraying. What is the word for that? There's got to be a word for that. And Zane's like, looking at his finger like, what the fuck? Okay. And like, it's still frayed, but maybe it's just like a brighter color at first. Mm-hmm. And he's like unsure if it's brighter. Maybe it's the light coming in the window. Like, yeah. Maybe his mind is playing tricks on him. And then Niall comes in and they're both like looking at their finger. And so there's like awkward conversation at first, and Zane's like, you know, or Niall's like, I'm glad that, you know, thank you for letting me come. And Zane's like, you know, of course, or whatever. And but why are you here, you know? And maybe he thinks there's another reason for Niall coming. Like, why would he think? Would he think it's a like a romance thing, and then Niall has to, and but he's not feeling that. Maybe he thinks.
No, I don't think there's that.
No, so there's like no misunderstanding with that, with like the reason. But does he know? Does he have any idea why Niall has decided after all this time?
I mean, I feel like he's got to know. It's to like.
There's a title for you.
Yes, exactly. I feel like he's just going to assume it's also to like try to repair things.
Or maybe he thinks Niall's coming to cut the string.
Yeah.
Okay. So maybe it doesn't have to be a long fic. Maybe they, I'm like trying to take some of the pressure off. So is it morning or this is me being specific. Is it morning or afternoon or evening when Niall shows up? Afternoon. Because the sun comes in the window. And that's why Zane is confused about the color of his string, right? And so...
I will say these are the things I am not concerned about until I am editing.
Okay. So then, like, what do they do when Niall first gets there? It's like a like one of those, I don't know if I should hug you type things.
Yeah.
And then they hug.
No.
And at first it's awkward.
No, it's going to be awkward and just like a, hey...
Okay, so they're like,
yeah, your luggage. Like, yeah.
It, one of those little like shuffle things. Yeah. And Zane shows him to his room.
Yeah, Zane will show him around the house, give him like a quick tour.
Zane's really nervous.
Yeah.
Niall's off showering off the plane or whatever.
Yeah.
And does he like take him on a tour of the farm?
Yes.
And while they're touring the farm is while they start talking.
Yes.
And Zane's like, why are you here?
Yes.
Or does he say, I assume you're here?
No, I think that they, I think that it's, they're going to ease into this. Like, there's no, I feel like with a Louis Zane, it would be, they would cut right to the chase, but this is going to be like they're going to dance around it.
Neither one of them want to talk about their feelings. Yes,
exactly.
Okay.
So there's a lot of subtext. There's no way to do this in a short fic. It's got to be a long fic. Because I want it to be a fix-it fic. Like, I want them to come away that they have, like, dealt with some of the issues.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then at first, so there's the tour of the farm.
Mm-hmm.
And everything is awkward.
Mm-hmm. Zane's going to take him horseback riding, throw him off his game right at the beginning.
There are rabbits. Because Niall doesn't like rabbits.
Yes.
Because they're pointless and they do nothing. And do they go horseback riding like right away?
Yeah.
The first day?
Yeah. Okay, so this is where I generally go, okay, here's where they are at the beginning. Here's where they are at the end. What do I need to piece in the middle?
Should we go backwards from the end?
Sort of. So I'm thinking that... I'm sort of thinking the whole first half, kind of, is them doing this, like, awkward not talking about the thing or shuffling around the thing. Meanwhile, like... Okay, so also I'm a big, big fan of putting in time constraints in my fix because that helps me so much.
So Niall's getting married.
Yeah, Niall's getting married. Niall has to get back for promo to start. He's got to get back to The Voice. Like, there's some reason why he's got to get this done.
Right. So how many days does he have?
And I love an odd number. So he's either going to be there 5 days or 7 days.
Okay.
I feel like five, because seven is, like, long.
Yeah.
Five is also long, but...
But you've got two travel days.
You figure if he's traveling from California to Pennsylvania, that's like a good chunk of time. So I feel like that's there. So I feel like the whole half of it is going to be them dancing around this. Also, they're very rich. If he gets things sorted, he can fly home sooner. Like,
yeah,
that's not a problem. So he's got this like, okay, we've got to get this sorted soon, but we're dancing around this tension happening where it's like, I know we have to talk about it, but I don't want to talk about it. So that's going to be like the whole sort of first chunk of it. Obviously that can't be the whole thing. At some point it's got to change. How does it change? It changes because there's a fight. I don't know what that is yet. Somebody says something that has crossed a line and they are unhappy about it.
Maybe Niall brings up the other boys. In the story, you said that no one else has made up with Zayn, except for maybe Liam a little bit, but not really.
Yeah.
Maybe Niall says something snide about Zayn not being around for something important.
Yeah. Yes. Because he could have not been there for Louis during Louis's any number of...
I know, right?
Bad luck. And Zayn, yeah, Zayn kind of loses it because he's like, you have no idea, like, what was going on, or, you know, like, whatever, like, on my end of things, you know.
And, okay, so they get into a fight because Niall makes a not nice comment about Zayn not being around.
Yeah.
And they get into a fight and Niall is like, fuck this, I'm out of here. But then he's like, I didn't drive all this way to leave in a huff.
Right.
Also, maybe there are no flights right away. He's like, I'm not gonna go stay in a hotel. Yeah. Or he calls Amelia.
Yeah, and I feel like it's Amelia who's like
you knew this was gonna happen.
Run away at the first like fight. Like, what does that say about you if you're like not gonna put in this effort?
Yeah. Like, you had to know there was gonna be a fight.
Yeah.
So there's a fight. So then that's alternating points of view. Unless he just comes back and tells Zayn, and Zane's like, you let your fiance tell you what to do. Yeah. And Niall's like, somebody has to tell me what to do.
Yeah.
And so then Niall's like, fine, tell me your side of it.
Exactly.
Because maybe that was always part of the problem, was that maybe Zayn expected people to know his side of it without him explaining.
Exactly. Yes, yes, yes.
So he's like, tell me from the beginning. Yeah. Or like, you know, why did you really leave? And why didn't you tell me?
Yeah.
You know, I thought we were friends and I would have wanted to be there for you. And, you know, you made it seem like it wasn't as big of a deal as it was type thing. Exactly. So then they stay up late.
Yeah.
Smoke some weed.
Yep. Absolutely.
Niall gets high for the first time in a really long time. Does he get paranoid?
He's fine drinking. He doesn't like going into situations where he doesn't know what's going to happen. If he doesn't know the mix of the weed, he's not sure what's going to happen.
But he does it because he has been convinced that he needs to, like...
He's taking a leap of faith with Zayn. Yes. And Zane's not going to put him in harm's way.
So then they talk, and he starts to understand where Zane's coming from.
Yeah.
And Zane's like... Because, like, talking about your feelings is hard.
It is. It sucks.
It's terrible.
Yes.
And also, it's been a long time, so it's even harder because it's like, well, I don't really feel like that anymore. So, like, I don't want to revisit this terrible way that I was feeling years ago.
And it's like, also, it's like, right, this is who I was then. And I'm no longer that person. And the thing I was initially mad at, I'm not even mad at that anymore. I'm now mad at like your reactions and like the way I've been treated this whole, you know, like I think that it, like the things you can get mad about morph.
Yeah.
Time.
Well, and so also sometimes maybe you don't understand why you're mad about something.
Yes.
Like you're just reacting.
Yeah.
And it's like a subconscious thing.
Yeah.
So he didn't feel understood.
Yeah.
So they're understanding each other, but still angry.
Yeah.
This is in the middle.
Yeah.
Okay. Understanding each other, but still angry.
Yeah.
Now, what happens to make them not angry?
What a great question.
Okay. They have to agree on something.
Yeah.
It's like them against the world type thing.
Yeah.
What could that be? Could it be jealousy about Harry and his...
Absolutely. I was just thinking, like, it has to involve Harry somehow.
Like, they're talking about Niall's voice thing.
Mm-hmm.
And
maybe, okay, so maybe they play each other some of their new albums.
Okay.
And I feel like they're...
maybe somebody says something like their label is like, yeah, we want you to get a TikTok famous song.
Yeah.
And they're like... I don't want to be TikTok famous. I'm not Harry Styles. And then they're like, ha ha. And they bond over like being annoyed with Harry.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I think they're both
proud.
I want to be clear about this now going into this podcast.
Yes. Yeah, don't anyone be mad at us for pooping on Harry.
Poop. Yeah. Because here's the thing is that they're both, the thing is they're both going to be like, jealous of Harry's fan like level of success at the moment, but
they don't want his
neither
fame.
One of them wants that.
Yeah, they don't want what comes along with it.
They really, really, really do not. They still don't want any of what comes along with being Harry Styles, and they do not want his tour schedule. They do not want the way like he is so busy that he does not process anything. They don't want a lot of that.
Right.
So I think there's some of that too, where it's like.
So, like, the first bit of bonding is bonding over jealousy of his success.
Yeah.
But then maybe somebody says something and they're like, but I don't want that.
Yeah.
And then they bond over that they're proud of him.
Yeah.
And that they know more than anybody else what it's like for Harry. Yeah. And so then it's like positive bonding.
Yeah, I feel like you need to go down memory lane about some good stuff at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then, yes. So then it's like good stuff, bonding over happy stuff.
Yeah.
And, okay. So then that's the thing that breaks the like wall between them is that they are remembering being happy together.
Yeah. And so like just all the negative stuff that comes up when someone brings each other's name, but like the good stuff too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're over the hump in the middle.
Yeah.
We're on our way to being. Now I will say we have not discussed the string at all.
Correct. You
have... Does the string have to be part of the fic?
No. Okay. Now that you have said, like, the moment you were like, that's going to tell your story for you, I was like, don't want it.
Sorry. That's what I was thinking. It could be shorter because I was like, if the string is there telling you what's happening, then that's a short fic.
But I want them to have all the difficult conversations. So I feel like
I gotta say, if you want to include the string, it could be completely gone and not reappear until after the middle of the story.
Right.
So you can think about that. Throw that back in later.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we're gonna put a pin in that situation for now.
Maybe the thing that triggers the reunion is that the string actually breaks.
Yeah.
And then it doesn't re-knit itself until way, way later in the story.
Yeah, exactly. The other option is I could just have that as like a through line in the back of my head, like through the story, but then not actually put it into the story itself.
You could put it in the story and then delete it out later.
Yeah, it can like help keep me on track as I'm going along. And help give like some structure to my outline.
Okay. So they're on the way to being healed. They're healing their relationship.
Yeah.
So now I think more outside farm stuff.
Yes. So I feel like that, to answer this Anon's question, once I sort of have a basic, the most basic of outlines, then I like to figure out like themes and like what other
emotional
things.
Emotional outline. So yeah. We have the inner and the outer conflict.
Yes.
And so this is the, right now we've been working on the inner.
Yeah.
Well, is the outer that there's a time constraint?
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe is something going to happen on the farm and Niall has to like get dirty?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, Niall.
I also love the idea of them like sitting out with like a campfire and like guitars and just sort of like gently.
Oh, reminiscing about the camping with the boys. Yeah,
exactly. And then I feel like they like hear a noise and I like reach out.
What the fuck is that? It's an owl.
Yes.
It's coming to get you.
It's a possum. It's fine.
Yeah. You could bring a turkey buzzard into this fic. Oh,
can I write a whole farm fic that has zero birds? That is the question.
Yeah, sure. Oh, what about chickens? Do those count?
Yeah.
To be fair, as far as birds go, they're more like really stupid.
Yeah.
Almost like a dog, but not a dog.
I was just thinking, I want Zane to have like some big dogs and Niall.
Yeah.
To
be
like, God. Like scared of the big dogs.
Niall's literally like, I think I prefer fish.
Like, what's wrong with like a little mini doodle? Like,
maybe I'm a cat person.
Yeah. But then like his dogs slowly warm up to Niall too. Like they get a little snuggly towards the end.
Oh, walk in the woods.
Walk in the woods, absolutely.
With the dogs.
Yep.
Niall's finally like, I understand why you like it here.
Yeah. I want there to weave in like a Zane thinking about starting a goat company that like rents his goats out to like clear out brush from neighboring places. That can have some symbolic.
Or maybe he wants to like have like do something for like less fortunate people in the area, like that would involve his farm.
Yeah.
Like maybe he has like school kids come out and they do like learn things about the farm and like hay rides and stuff. No?
No.
Children?
No, that's not.
Strike that.
Yeah.
As soon as I said it, I was like, no.
Because this is like away from all people. He's not inviting people to his place.
He rents the goats out. He doesn't bring them in.
Oh, correct. Yeah, absolutely. I feel like maybe there's some like maybe a thing too about like Zane's new album coming out and like the label and how he's like nervous about that and how like
they have to talk about Niall getting married.
Yeah, they do have to talk about Niall getting married.
And talk about Amelia.
Yeah.
And maybe Niall was one of those people who was like, psh, I'm never getting married.
Yeah, exactly.
That's for losers.
Yeah.
So there's like big talk about that. And he's like, open invitation to my wedding if you want to come.
Exactly. I feel like I wanted to end on like an open invitation to come to my wedding if you want. But like, and I want you to be there. But like,
I won't be mad if you don't come.
The other boys will be there. And like, you guys can't
be weird.
Like ruin my wedding because you guys can't get along, right? Like,
oh, like how long before Niall's wedding at this point? 6 months? A year? Like estimating. They're engaged, they're planning.
Yeah.
So he's like, you know, you have to, maybe you're the one that has to reach out to everybody else.
Yeah.
And that's when we learn that Liam and Zane have texted a few times. And then obviously, you know, I was like, well, then you should start with Liam, because then Liam could maybe be the bridge to, you know, Louie and Harry.
Yeah. So I feel like at the end, I want Niall and Zane to be like on good terms. Like maybe everything, like maybe every single detail isn't like resolved neatly in a bow, but like I want them to be like on good terms and being able to move forward in a good spot.
Right.
And I want there to be hope and potential for a reunion with the other boys. But I think that can be a little more open-ended and just like hopeful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How are you feeling about this fic now?
I'm feeling really excited for this fic.
Okay. Good. Do you feel like we need to plan more of it?
I feel like probably at some point. Yes. But I feel like now.
This is much closer to an outline.
Yeah.
Than before.
Yeah. I feel like what I need to do now is like go in with like more, like figure out more of like the smaller details of stuff and like at what point they need to talk about what and how to build that around activities. Because I think my other fear with this fic is it just being like them like monologuing their feelings.
Oh yeah, they need to be doing farm activities while they're
yeah.
What are farm activities? Cutting, do they chop wood?
They've got to chop wood, yes.
Clearing brush with the goats.
I will tell you the ongoing joke about my family property is picking up sticks. We do so much picking up sticks.
Because you can't run over that with the lawnmower thing.
Yeah, exactly. And there's trees that their stuff falls all the time. So we do a lot of picking up sticks. Yeah.
Maybe they're out walking with a dog and a goat.
Yeah, exactly.
So yes, lots of outside activities.
Yeah. I can see, depending on when, what time, there can either be like blueberry picking or apple picking or, you know, some light gardening happening.
Okay. I feel like you've got like a whole bunch of outdoor activity to choose from being a farm. There should be a rainstorm.
There should absolutely be a rainstorm. They're going to be stuck inside for a little bit.
A fireplace, so I think it should be like fall.
Yeah.
That means apple picking, right? That's in the fall.
Exactly.
Unless it's a spring rain, then that's blueberries, right?
No, blueberries are also like late summer.
Oh, I thought they were early summer.
Mm-hmm. At least not at my Pennsylvania
farm. Okay. Okay. Yay. I like that we've done this.
Me too. I feel
I'm gonna look at the ask again.
Yeah.
So obviously so
my suggestion for you, anonymous person, is the thing that works for me is coming up with the bare bones idea, figuring out where it ends, figuring out a midpoint, figuring out the like quadrant points. You break the midpoint into midpoints.
Right.
So that you have like a boom, like so that you have a, it's going from point A, B, C, D, E. Figuring out both the emotional aspect of those five things and the outer, like the, is there a time constraint? Is there a, like what's the outside situation going on? And then dotting in things from there.
So the rest of the ask, I'm curious. It says, I have some tropes that I'd love to read more fics with. I'm so curious what they are.
I know.
And like, because we did have another ask that was like an episode talking more in depth about tropes.
Mm-hmm.
And then I want to say we had even another one about trips, but maybe I'm not. Oh, we had one that was part of the one where he did, where he plotted my fic. Mm-hmm. Prompts I thought of in love, but won't be using.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so anonymous person. Everybody does it differently.
I don't think there's any getting around sitting down, I think this is why this is helpful to do it with another person sometimes, is because sitting down, focusing on it, not thinking about all the other things you have to do in your life, like sitting down and actually thinking through it all. Like, you just have to put in the brain power to get through that.
Yeah. Try recording yourself talking about it.
Yeah.
I do that sometimes on the voice memos on my phone. Yeah. I've done that and then got to the end and been like, this is a stupid idea. Delete. But yeah, I'm curious about what their tropes are that they want to see more of.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like we've done good here, because this has been an idea that you've had for so long.
So long, like literally years.
And it was like, is it romantic? Is it friendship? Is it this? Is it that? And we've settled. We've like worked our way through some of the other stuff.
And I'll say there's a lot of stuff, like with this one in particular, it's going to have like six readers, because it's going to be like non-romantic. It's going to be a rare pair.
Yeah.
And not like a Lewis Capaldi Niall rare pair. That's like fun. It's going to be like
Niall.
I know people like Niall. I shouldn't be like, not shitting on it. Obviously I'm about to write it, but it's like not my it's like my like not OP. No, how do people say that?
No CP.
Yeah,
well, it's like they're it's not a romance fic. It's not, there's not gonna be smut, they're not together, they're not gonna end up together.
Yeah.
But it's, this is a fic for you.
Yes,
this is one of those, I'm writing this because I need to see it written. Yeah. And if anybody else reads it, then good for them. But I don't care. I want to read this because I want to write this because I want to read it.
Yeah.
Which
also, like, I think is part of why it's like taken me so long to like get around to doing it. Cause it's like, without the external validation, sometimes it's hard to like get jazzed about it.
Yeah.
But I always think about it, and I don't know. I want them to like fix things.
Yes. I'm excited for Maggie to listen to this episode.
Me
because
too.
I feel like she will, like, then you guys can talk about it and it will like build it even more.
Yes, exactly.
And then you'll have like a real outline.
Yeah.
And you can start working on it.
Yeah. Dear Maggie, will you please beta this for me? I think I've already asked you, and I think you've already said yes.
Love that.
This is gonna be like the other one that I need to do to like really hold my hand the whole way through. Yeah, also an anonymous asker, there is no shame in like, if you're like having trouble like reaching out to people, like, hey, can you help walk me through this, can you like help, can I bounce some ideas off of you, like, what do you think of this, what do you think of that, like, don't, I hope you don't feel like you're like in a little, and you've reached out to us, so hopefully you don't feel like this way, but hopefully you don't feel like you're like a little silo who has to figure it all out on your own.
Yeah. And there are some Discord channels out there. So, you know, there are people there that if you want to join one that are going to be willing to help you and listen to you.
Totally.
I hope this helps them.
Yeah. It helped me, so hooray.
There you go. Do we know what our next episode is going to be?
I do not know.
Have we done an episode on tropes before? I feel like we did, because we talked about ABO. Remember?
Yeah.
Forever ago. Yeah, we did talking about tropes.
Yeah.
It was episode 18.
Oh my god, that was so long.
I wonder what it was about, though. Like, I don't even remember. I'm gonna have to listen to our own episode.
Yeah.
It says we talk about ABO among other things that may or may not be tropes.
tracks.
Sounds like us. So yeah, so this is us asking for more ideas. We could talk about tools for plotting, but I think we already did that too. Not necessarily tools, but we talked about like the different, we talked about the different types of plots when we did our plot episode, like the what is the one about the cat? You know what I'm talking about?
No, I have no idea.
Is it like save the cat? And then there's like the one that's like the with answer the call and stuff like that, like the circle one. It's like the main character versus God, main character versus self, those things.
Yeah,
I feel like maybe we talked about those. Like, we got nothing, so we need people to send us some asks and ask us what we should, tell us what we should talk about. Yeah. Next time we're considering doing an episode. So we're going to see each other again, finally.
Yes.
Because we're going to see Louie. And by the time this episode goes up, we will have already seen Louie.
Yeah.
So surprise to anyone who didn't see us at either of the shows in North Carolina. But we're considering recording an episode while we're together. Maybe while we're in the car.
That would be amazing.
Road trip episode.
Yes.
Because that's when I do some of my best thinking about things.
Yes, always. So.
But yeah, send us some asks. Tell us what you want us to talk about. Because, you know, we like to hear from our people.
Yeah.
I think that's it.
Cool. Thanks for listening, everybody.
I don't remember what we were calling it.
It's long.
Something.
They've already listened and they've seen the title when they've opened it, so. They know what they're listening to.
That's true. It was talking about building a fic from a basic idea to an outline.
Yes, there we go.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
I'm Nick. Lewin has AF on Tumblr and Yes is a World on AO3.
I'm Lauren, Kings of Everything on Tumblr and AO3.
And thank you for listening to the Rose and Dagger podcast.
A podcast about writing fan fiction. I'm just a little bit of a